Getting to the Olympics can be a challenge. Getting bicycles, sailboats, swords, and the poles required by those who vault can be a far greater challenge. Boston Globe reporter Shira Springer made her way through mounds of bubble wrap, packaging tape, and even PVC pipe to write about Olympic shipping. She joins me from London. Shira, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Given airport security, how does one transport equipment that looks like weapons, such as javelins and arrows to be shot at targets, not to mention guns?
Very carefully and with lots of permits and paperwork.
I would imagine bicyclists must face a serious challenge. What do they have to pack in terms of spare parts, maybe even spare bikes?
Yeah, they pack a lot of spare parts and a lot of spare bikes. So typically, the governing body for USA Cycling will ship over enough spare parts and equipment to make a large bicycle shop happy.
Wow.
And then they also have a development rider training house in Belgium. So they will truck in a number of spare parts and spare bikes from there, because you can never be too careful. You can never have too many spare parts when you're in the bicycling world.
Have you a terrible story about a sailboat or a rowing shell or some other piece of equipment that arrived damaged at the Olympics or perhaps didn't arrive at all?
Well, the one terrible story involves javelin thrower Kara Patterson, who thought her prized javelins, her favorite pair of javelins, were completely destroyed as she was departing 4 years ago for the Beijing Olympics. She had wrapped them in PVC pipe, taped them together, and thought they were very secure, only to see them come off the oversized luggage carousel, the PVC pipes, that is, completely shredded. Miraculously, the javelin survived unscathed. She was able to get some new PVC pipe and continue on her way to Beijing without any further incident. Other nightmare stories involve athletes having trouble getting their equipment either into a country or out of a country. And that's particularly true, again, of fencers, shooters, modern pentathletes who come with pistols. So some of the weaponry is tough to pass through security.
I wonder if the athletes who have these equipment challenges ever find themselves wishing they were swimmers or sprinters.
I think they do. I know that cyclist Sarah Hammer, who often travels with two or three bikes in addition to spare wheels, says it's such a luxury to travel when she's not competing and doesn't have to worry about bringing bikes.
We haven't talked yet about living cargo. The equestrian competitors have to get their horses to the games. I wonder how long ago they began shipping horses to London.
I think that most of the horses started shipping about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks out, and they get sort of a first-class trip, albeit in FedEx cargo planes, but they are accompanied by someone called a professional flying horse groom, as well as a veterinarian. And what I found fascinating about horse travel was that there are three grades of horse travel. You wouldn't think that they would have distinction, but if you get a stall all to yourself, a container all to yourself, you are in first class. If you're doubled up, you're in business class. And then three horses to a container, you are economy.
Yeah, but they all have connections for the laptop, so the horse can do that while they're going
over. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Boston Globe reporter Shira Springer spoke with me from London. Shira, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.